Hello, and if you are listening to this, it means you are in luck. The first ever SaaS marketer deal is currently alive. So we have decided to take products or services from the community and then offer them to everybody else within the community at a special discount. This is SaaS marketer deals. Now, the first deal is live as you're listening to this now. So you can go to saasmarketer.io/D1. That's saasmarketer.io/D1 to check out what that first deal is. And I'll give you a little hint. It is a collated database of very, very high quality growth tactics that is available at a very low price. And the creator of that database gives you lifetime access, so you can basically have someone out there scouting for the best growth tactics for you. So that's saasmarketer.io/D1. If I can just do the 2 hours in the morning consistently for the year, I'm confident that we'll hit those goals, but it's just setting up the system and the process and the rituals to enable me to do that. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Confessions of a B2B Marketer podcast. I am your host, Tom Hunt, and today you have me, just me, talking for the bulk of this episode, where we're going to be digging into the current state of the businesses, e.g. an income report. And then we'll also be looking forward to 2021 to look at what we're trying to be achieving during this time. But before that, I have to give a shout out to my man, Reza Imam of authorpreneurelite.com. That's all one word. Reza gave an insanely good review for the show. I'll get it up right now, then I can read it out for you because it was absolutely glowing. And if you are happy to give a review for this show on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts in your country, please do that. And then once you've done that, simply send me a screenshot of the review. You normally have to send the screenshot before you submit the review because Apple takes it away and then publishes in about 48 hours. But if you do that, I'll get you a shout out on this show. Sponsors pay a lot of money to get exposed to the audience, and you can get that for free. So Reza says, this podcast is fire with 3 fire emojis. So let's dig straight into this. So last time we checked in on the podcast was about September. During that time, we had just had quite an active summer. We were driving around.
Hello, and if you are listening to this, it means you are in luck. The first ever SaaS marketer deal is currently alive. So we have decided to take products or services from the community and then offer them to everybody else within the community at a special discount. This is SaaS marketer deals. Now, the first deal is live as you're listening to this now. So you can go to saasmarketer.io/D1. That's saasmarketer.io/D1 to check out what that first deal is. And I'll give you a little hint. It is a collated database of very, very high quality growth tactics that is available at a very low price. And the creator of that database gives you lifetime access, so you can basically have someone out there scouting for the best growth tactics for you. So that's saasmarketer.io/D1.
Europe, actually, whilst also running an AppSumo deal, whilst also running an agency after just getting engaged. So it was quite chaotic, let's say. And so fame had been growing nicely, and then I guess we just didn't perform as well during that time, primarily because I was driving around Europe. And so we did actually end up losing 1 and maybe 2 clients during that period. So the revenue of September was at about $15,000 MRR for fame. That's a service, the podcast service business. And then Bcast, which is SaaS, was, I think we had maybe $100 MRR, and we just finished the AppSumo deal. And so fast forward, that is 5 months now. We are currently at 20K MRR for Fame, which is a podcast service agency. We have 11 clients. The system seems to be running smoothly. AppSumo or Bcast, the AppSumo deal has finished. We have the cash in the bank. We've hired a developer. We're pressing forward with the product. We have very strong product growth. And MRR is approaching $500. So quite slow growth, but people do say that the first $1,000 MRR is always the hardest. And we're definitely finding that And we're hoping that the ball starts rolling and the compound effect starts to mature whilst I'm finding channels for new customers, and that will accelerate. And I'll talk about 2021 goals a bit later in the episode. So Bcast is seeing some nice, strong SEO growth. We have people signing up where we don't really know where they've come from. They must be coming from word of mouth from the 1,000 or so apps, assuming users we have. But obviously, at the same time, we have an AWS bill that's reflective of that many users transcribing stuff, downloading stuff, etc. So that AWS bill is increasing. And so the challenge here is that I have these two things. I have the agency, Fame, which I love and is producing decent revenue now, $20,000 a month. And then we have Bcast, which is a slow-growing thing, which potentially can scale better, but I love both of these and I'm committed to focusing on both throughout the rest of 2021 and the future. And so what we're going to be looking at in 2021, or what I've decided to look at in 2021 for both of these, is to pick out some long-term things. And I love the way Amazon does it, or Jeff Bezos does this. He asked Amazon, he asked himself, what would our customers want in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 100 years from now? And those are the long-term things we can focus on. And so for Amazon, it's lower prices, greater selection, and fast delivery. The customers are never, he says in one of his shareholder letters, the customers are never going to want slower delivery, higher prices, and less selection. And so what we've decided to do for each of these, and I'll talk you through these, is pick these three things for both Fame and Bcast. And then this is what I focus my designing time or my improvement time. So I spoke about this in a recent email, and we're taking a side into productivity. I have 2 hours in the morning, ideally before I open up email and I open up Slack, where I can actually do improvement work before I get dragged into the Bcast product roadmap or Fame client issues or challenges. And so during those 2 hours, these are like the highest leverage point in my day where I have to do really good stuff. And so we want to focus that in on things that are going to move the needle. And so for Fame clients, for the agency clients, there are three things that our clients are always going to want. They're always going to want great guests on their podcast. They're always going to want a streamlined delivery so nothing's late and everything is really good. And they're always going to want really good client communication. And so these are our three product-focused goals for Fame in 2021. And then we obviously also need to have a growth goal for Fame as well. The clients come from a variety of different places. We haven't found one channel that has worked really well. We did actually manage to get a client from Google Ads.
Hello, and if you are listening to this, it means you are in luck. The first ever SaaS marketer deal is currently alive. So we have decided to take products or services from the community and then offer them to everybody else within the community at a special discount. This is SaaS Marketer Deals. Now, the first deal is live as you're listening to this now. So you can go to saasmarketer.io/D1. That's saasmarketer.io/D1 to check out what that first deal is. And I'll give you a little hint. It is a collated database of very, very high quality growth tactics that is available at a very low price, and the creator of that database gives you lifetime access so you can basically have someone out there scouting for the best growth tactics for you. So that's saasmarketer.io/D1.
Surprisingly, the most recent client came from Google Ads, which is quite interesting, so I should probably turn the spend on. But I want to build a content agency for Fame. I feel like it's a long-term, reliable, not ethical, but just great way of building authority and therefore getting clients. The reason why I like it is because ultimately it's the most profitable way of getting clients once it has scaled up, but it will take 1 to 2 years to do that. The example that we're kind of emulating there is a business called Client Boost. They're a PPC agency that have insanely great content marketing, and it is just bringing them a snowball of clients. And so that's my growth focus for Fame in 2021, is build that content marketing flywheel, content SEO, social flywheel that I've talked about a lot on this show. So that's Fame. That's what we're going to be focusing on. The goal for Fame actually is to go from 20K MRR to 30K MRR. And so we'll potentially need to add approximately 5 clients onto that in order to hit that revenue, whilst also obviously maintaining the level of quality of service. And so that's the goal for Fame. For Bcast, the three things that our customers are always going to want, or the three focus areas, is we need to have a consistent product improvement focused on the persona, and the persona is a marketer. Obviously, we're podcast hosting for marketers by marketers. And so not only do we have to consistently make the product better, but we have to have that persona, the marketing persona, are looking at and deciding on every different feature that we build. And so that's super important. The second, and this is where the growth is going to come from, it is that SEO content and social flywheel. So as per Sujan's advice from the episode 2 back from this one, we have gone hard on content production. We built a writing system that we have. It's actually just 2 writers, but they're doing a lot of writing. And so we published probably in December, January, 20, maybe close to 30 blog posts. And so we're going hard on this. The blog search impressions and clicks are going up consistently, which is great to see. And then this snowballs through to the social channels as well, where we're able to post other content and drive traffic back. And so that is going to be the core growth driver for Becast. In theory, we obviously want to rank and we want to be known in the world of podcast hosting. At the same time, we also want to get backlinks from affiliates that A, are giving us a backlink, but B, are also driving us traffic and ideally customers in exchange for what we believe to be the most generous affiliate commission in the podcast hosting world, 40%. And actually something that has worked really well so far is simply the big term in the podcast world is podcast hosting. And so the strategy for us to rank there is obviously build a page on the site that's optimized for that term and then go to all the 100 blog posts ranking for that, reaching out and saying, we're reaching out to all those that have all of those roundup posts where they list the top 10 podcast hosting companies, reaching out and saying, we can get you more revenue on your blog posts. And you can do that by adding Becast and our affiliate links with 40%. Most other podcast affiliate programs are 30%. And so once I have the list of the people that rank for that term, then I just take out all the people that have those roundup posts. And then I can reach out to them with a cold email after already creating them an affiliate link saying, we can boost revenue in your post. Simply add Becast. I'll write a non-biased copy for you. And you can add in this affiliate link, get 40% commissions. So that's generated out of probably measured this about 50 of them. We've got 4 backlinks so far. So that's definitely helping. And then obviously our growth strategy at Becast is obviously the SEO content social flywheel, but we also have this virality built into the product where most customers have a Becast website live, which will rank, and most customers will send notifications to guests, which gives us exposure. And most customers will also link back somehow to their RSS feed or to their website, giving us the backlinks. So the SEO growth is very compelling at the moment. We've reached Ahrefs domain authority score of 50 after being live for about a year, which I think is quite good. So that's the second thing we're going to be focusing on for Becast in 2021. And the third thing is legendary support. I actually got this from the time where I used to work at Starbucks, where there was a thing called legendary support and legendary service. If you did something amazing for a customer, you would get a reward for legendary service. So this is the same. We just want to make sure that every person that uses the software has an amazing experience. We can aim to help them solve anything related to podcasting, ideally, and even help them with marketing if needed. And so that's the third goal, is legendary support. So if we can consistently improve the product with a focus on the persona, if we can grow that content social flywheel, and if we can have legendary support, I think Becast is going to do very well in 2021. Now, the goal is quite ambitious. It's 10K MRR. It's going from about $500 MRR to $10,000 MRR in a year. Maybe that's ambitious, but we'll see. Ideally, if we can get the SEO content social flywheel really spinning around a few times, that could, I think, reach that point. And that is the plan. And so there we go, guys. That is the breakdown of the two businesses. I shared where we were last September, the progress we made in the last 5 months. So that's the progress we have made is 33% revenue growth for Fame from 15K to 20K, and then probably about 300% MRR growth for Becast from approximately $100 MRR to $500 MRR. So strong growth over the last 5 months, but if we're going to hit the 2021 goals, we are going to need more. And so we're going to need that 2 hours. The crucial, if I can just do the 2 hours in the morning consistently for the year, I'm confident that we'll hit those goals, but it's just setting up the system and the process and the rituals to enable me to do that. And obviously, it's not just me. There's probably about 10 to 15 people in total working on these two different projects. So maybe that's my ego saying that I'm the one that's going to do this well. But me doing that is definitely going to have a big impact. And so that is what I'm definitely going to focus on doing. And with that, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And if you want more of this kind of episode where I just talk through what's going on with the businesses, what we're focusing on, then it would be great to just let me know. Either tweet send an email at tom@sasmarketer.io. I love hearing from people in the community about what you're growing, what you're building. But with that, we'll close out. Remember, if you can go to Apple, leave an honest rating or review. It doesn't have to be 5-star. Give your honest feedback about what you like, and then I will get your shout out at the start of the next episode. Simply send me a screenshot of that review. I want to thank you so much for listening. I want to thank you for being part of the SaaS community, SaaS marketer community. And I want to thank you for your generosity with your ears and with your listening time. Have a wonderful day.
Hello, and if you are listening to this, it means you are in luck. The first ever SaaS marketer deal is currently alive. So we have decided to take products or services from the community and then offer them to everybody else within the community at a special discount. This is SaaS marketer deals. Now, the first deal is live as you're listening to this now. So you can go to sasmarketer.io/D1. That's sasmarketer.io/D1 to check out what that first deal is. And I'll give you a little hint. It is a collated database of very, very high quality growth tactics that is available at a very low price. And the creator of that database gives you lifetime access, so you can basically have someone out there scouting for the best growth tactics for you. So that's sasmarketer.io/D1.